Hey, Jeff.
What?
What did one worm say to the other worm?
I don't know.
Are you my ass?
Oh. Oh my God.
Wow. Welcome to the Gamers of Brohan podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Jared.
And I'm Zach.
How's it going, guys?
Zach, you're playing League of Legends.
Yes. Yes, I am.
League of Legends. Basically, you're playing Dota.
Yeah, but this is the number one most played game in the world.
Because it's free.
How do they track that?
Probably by downloads.
So it beats WoW right now?
By internet.
Oh, dude, everything beats WoW right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
it's
one
like
plays WoW
down
anymore.
To 6 million users or something.
Oh my God. Still beats like the entire population of Idaho. God. Yeah, dude, there's only 6 million people. Man, that's only as many people that died in the Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
Are you implying not enough people died in the Holocaust, Zach?
That okay. Was my intent from the start.
All right, that's controversial. We should probably get away
okay.
from this subject.
So League of Legends. It came from the mod Dota from Warcraft 3.
Which I'm boss, not.
You didn't like Dota, if I recall, Jared.
I did. I just didn't like it when I'd play with, you know, one other person, and they would get the rigged character on the Scourge, and then they'd be like, hey, what's up? I can poison everything within a 1,000-mile radius with a click of a button.
So Dota, if you guys didn't know, it was called Defense of the Ancients. It was a mod for Warcraft 3 that some peeps made. I guess it's kind of like you have two bases on either side, and you pick your hero, and you kind of have this tug-of-war battle where you send minions to each of the base, and you have to take your hero in to... And the goal is just to destroy their base, but it's kind of this big tug-of-war battle, and you level up and stuff. And it has pretty addicting gameplay. Looks like the developers...
Oh my God. Excuse me.
Wow.
I'm drinking, by the way, guys, just real quick, I'm drinking Monster Energy. I'm not advertising, but that's why I burped.
Advertising to our 5 listeners.
Hopefully we don't get sued for that one.
Yeah,
okay. We almost got sued by Apple last week.
Yeah.
You guys can't talk about our stuff. We've copyrighted everything.
We copyright podcasts.
That's how they are.
You talking about our stuff.
Some of the crap they've tried to... I want to know some of the stuff that hasn't made it to the media that they tried to, like... Tried to copyright or patent. Like, no, you can't patent LCD screens, Apple. Like, you did not invent those. But we made them awesome. No, you didn't. You don't even make them. Darn it.
Like,
every time you say Steve Jobs, you have to, like...
Pay a dollar? Well, there
bucks.
You go. You owe me 50 bucks.
What? That'd be ridiculous.
Well, I guess so. Anyways, Defense of the Ancients, the developers, and blah, blah, blah. And they made the mod, and they made their own standalone game called League of Legends. Or LOL. Whatever you want to call it. And that's what Zach's playing right now.
They're working on Dota 2, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Valve is doing it.
Yeah, because Valve just buys mods, basically. Which I'm fine with. They have great games. But if you think about it, Valve is a mod house with Counter-Strike and Team Fortress and all of that fun stuff.
Well, and then... Well, Gary's mod.
Oh my gosh, Gary's mod.
Speaking of Gary's mod, we're definitely going to do
play
a Let's
tonight?
Play of that.
Gary's mod.
Fine, I'll download Steam.
And if you don't know what Gary's mod is, shame on you. Look it up. Gary's mod. Oh my gosh, it's such a fun game.
That is a good game.
Speaking of sandbox games, there was a little bit of a tussle on our Minecraft server the other day. do you care to explain, you two?
Okay, so basically Zach was calling me names. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, kind of. But I went and we people who can set up permissions also have teleporting abilities, so we blatantly abuse that.
This is on our Minecraft server.
Yes, at Party Rock.
Or facebook.com/PartyRockCraft.
Yes. And I teleport over there, and he's doing something. I don't even know.
I was digging a pit.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? And I like walk and I
was
fall.
Farming bedrock.
And I fall and I fall and die. And then like I immediately TP back to him and I see Zach grab my crap. And I'm just like, all right, dude. And then I asked
him. I fell down and died the first time. And then I went back and grabbed your crap when I was grabbing my crap.
And I'm just like, dude, I totally saw you grab my crap. And he's like, no, I didn't. I didn't grab. And so I can also look in people's chests. And I saw it. And I'm just like, all right, dude. So I took him off all of his permissions.
And then I get a call from Zach and a call from Jared because they're like, Dad, the server in where? And then they're whining how someone took away permissions and how somebody was teleporting. And I was like, kids, if you don't calm down, you're not getting
children.
Candy. Children, calm down.
Luckily, it's resolved. I mean,
luckily, Jared only got stabbed 3 times. I think we're okay now. We're probably gonna play Minecraft later today. The new update came out, except for our server can't play at the moment because we're running on a bucket framework, which most of the good servers are, and it's going to take a couple days for that stuff to
except for
update.
No one add, you'd think after 2 years people would realize we're running bucketed updates, don't update till we tell you.
Yeah, yeah, but people don't
like, upgrade the server. Like we have 5-year-olds on our server and like, they're just like, upgrade the server, and we're like, we can't. They're like, why not, in all caps on Facebook.
Yeah,
like they're and we're like, okay, first you need to change your profile picture from Minecraft.
Speaking of this certain younger person, won't name any names, but on our last server before this one, some stuff got real. The server got really janked up, just like code issues, and so we were just going to create a whole new one, start from scratch. And so in the last couple of days of our server, we decided to go to this person's plot of land, and me and Zach spent about an hour digging up under like a couple levels underneath their village, so they couldn't see what was going on. And we
this is put, a stupid village, by the way.
We put TNT all over the village, all over it.
Well, under it, so they couldn't
under
see
it. Yeah, my bad. All over the underneath of the village. So we did that, and then we rigged all the doors in the village to the TNT. So as soon as you would open a door in the village would explode. Anyways, we did this, and it was very funny, and we logged off. And a couple days later, we get a post on our Facebook page, in all caps, going, oh my gosh, somebody, like, put doors all over my village, and I pressed the button, and the door, my whole village exploded! Give me my stuff back! And they were freaking out. And I was like, well, our server is getting reset anyway, so the server reset, and it was really funny, and I lolled.
Oh my god, and she still thinks it was a glitch in the server. That's
we
the
told
best
her
part.
Yet.
We're like, we don't know what happened. That's really weird. Like, how did iron doors show up on my houses? We don't know. We were being all serious, like, this is very odd. We should probably report this emoji. Like, never heard of this happening before. Yeah. Oh man, that might have been the best.
That was super fun.
Oh man,
that was pretty nice.
I just think it's funny how she still just doesn't know that we did it to her.
Oh my so, gosh. Is there any like crazy news going around lately?
No, but I have. So, I shared this at my work with people, and they thought it was hilarious. And I read it a long time ago, but it's sixth graders answers to some history test questions.
Wow, can you stop burping in the
yeah,
mic? I don't think our listeners are going to appreciate that.
Okay, well, if they're not going to appreciate that, then
no one likes getting belched in their ear.
Jeff, your internet is
I don't
really
know about
bad.
You, dude. I have a fetish.
Okay.
Okay, just kidding. All right, so
continue
I'm just
going
to read some of my
story.
Personal favorite ones, and I might actually not be able to make it through all of them. So we'll start with the first one. These are like legitimate answers to sixth grade you know, it's just a history test question, basically.
Okay.
All right. So the first one. Ancient Egypt was inhabited by mummies, and they all wrote in hydraulics. They live in the Sahara Desert. The climate of the Sahara is such that inhabitants have to live elsewhere.
Wow. I mean, the sentence structure is kind of impressive.
Yeah.
The content is interesting.
I like... Okay, let's see. Moses led the Hebrew slaves to the Red Sea, where they made unleavened bread, which is bread without any ingredients.
That sounds like some of my microwave pizza.
Moses went up to the top of Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments. He died before he could ever reach Canada. All right, let's see here.
Pretty funny.
Julius Caesar extinguished himself on the battlefields of Gaul. The Ides of March murdered him because they thought he was going to be made king. Dying, he gasped out, "Tee-hee, Brutus." Okay. In an age of great inventions and discoveries, Gutenberg invented removable type in the Bible. Another important invention was the circulation of blood. Sir Walter Raleigh is a historical figure because he invented invented cigarettes and started smoking. And Sir Francis Drake circumcised the world with a 100-foot clipper. I love it when they just all, like, fit together, and it just... All right, just a couple more. Queen Elizabeth was a virgin queen. As a queen, she was a success. When she exposed herself before her troops, they all shouted, "Hurrah!"
What?
I don't know. This one is my personal... This one and the next one are my personal favorites. Oh, wait, no, there's three more. Sorry. Delegates from the original 13 states formed the Contented Congress. Thomas Jefferson, a virgin, and Benjamin Franklin were two signers of the Declaration of Independence. Franklin discovered electricity by rubbing two cats backwards and declared, "A horse divided itself cannot stand." Franklin died in 1970 and is still dead.
Wow.
Okay.
1970.
Abraham Lincoln became America's greatest president. Lincoln's mother died in infancy. He was born in a log cabin that he built with his own hands. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves by signing the Emasculation Proclamation. On the night of April 14th, 1965, Lincoln went to a theater where he was shot in his seat by one of the actors in a moving picture show. The believed assassinator was John Wilkes Booth, a supposedly insane actor. This later ruined Booth's career. And the last one. Beethoven wrote music even though he was deaf. He was so deaf that he wrote loud music. He took long walks in the forest even when everyone was calling for him. Beethoven expired in 1827 and later died from this. All right, so that was our funny section. Wow. Now we have to talk serious stuff.
Zach, you're still playing League of Legends.
Yes, because
what's going on right now?
I am playing Evelynn.
He just shut down.
Let's see. Leaf Death.
Okay. So is your team winning or losing? Or are you guys neutral?
We're losing, even though we're further in towers. We have 5 kills and they have 14.
What's your strategy to win? Ready to go?
My strategy right now is to not die because my teammates keep dying.
Wow. So you basically are just playing with a bunch of lame-os.
Pretty much.
Wow.
See, right now we pushed mid for a bit. Like, mostly you want, like, one person, but three of us ran in the middle, took the tower out, ran away.
Okay.
And then my teammate died.
Well, we should probably kill him right now. Anyhow, speaking of games and playing games, I read this really cool article on this newly released game, you know, news site, I guess you could say, Polygon. I've been kind of following them for a while. They're really awesome. You guys check them out, polygon.com. Anyways, they have this article talking about they visited the 343 Studios where they're doing Halo 4, and they're talking about how they're doing play tests.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty cool. It shows how dedicated they are to making this game just super fun. They, you know, it's kind of like it's just like an original, just, you know, bring people into this room and play the game and see how they react. But they literally just have cameras everywhere, like, checking out, you know, the reactions and, you know, where they're going in certain maps. They have tools that show where people run around in the maps. So they, you know, like, oh, we need to place this weapon here or, you know, get rid of this wall. They're, you know, they had all these, like, all this data, and some, like, for example, it was showing, like, oh, hey, this user threw a grenade, and he tried to throw it through this window. Maybe we should, you know, take the transparency, you know, farther away, make it more opaque so it doesn't look like they can throw stuff through it. Things like that. And when people are missing weapons, they try to place them more obviously. It looks pretty cool. I would like to try something like this out. I like how it's a long article just explaining how serious they are and how much they go through to make sure this game is ready to play on day one and making sure everything's super balanced and all that fun stuff. It's really cool.
I have to take a look at that.
Yeah, you guys should definitely need to check it out. It's pretty long, but it's very interesting read. So, I'll put it in the show notes.
So we briefly talked about Slender.
Slender.
The eight.
Yeah,
pages.
I went and said, "Hey guys, who ever heard about Slender?" And you guys are like, "What? We live under rocks, man."
Under rocks. Yes.
So you played it recently?
I live in a barn.
Dear Jesus, that game is so scary. I just about pooped my pants.
Just about. Jack, have you played Slender?
Not yet. I've been playing Batman.
Okay. Not well.
That's okay. The Android game, right? Slender? Or is it iPhone only?
No, it's neither. I mean, there's like
you
rip-offs.
You can get it.
Yeah, but they're really bad ports, not done by the original developers. They're people just trying to rip off and get money.
Okay, because that game is so advanced.
It's for PC. I know, but even on those mobile devices, it's laggy, and they don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, I played that. Oh my god. I would strongly advise anyone who has never played it to download it, because it's free, and play it by yourself, in the dark.
With headphones.
But yeah, oh god. I didn't even dare. I was playing, my brother was with me, and it was like, we had the lights on and everything, and I was still freaking out.
Oh, you're just a pissy.
Okay, well, I want to watch you play it.
I played it in the dark.
It's the most stressful game I think
it's
I've ever...
very stressful. Because, like, the premise of the game is you just get plopped into this, you know, dark forest, and you need to go find these pages around the forest. All you have is a flashlight. There's no HUD. And you hear, like, your footsteps, and it's very atmospheric. The Slender guy will follow you around, and I'm not going to give too much away because that'll kind of ruin the game, but you really need to play in a dark room with headphones. It's not, they kind of put it in the genre of psychological horror, and it's definitely psychological. There's no like crazy gore or anything, but it screws with your head, and then you just get really paranoid the rest of the night after you play it.
Yeah, I took some time and like, Jeff, you were kind of reading. What was your explanation? Like the myth behind it. You were like,
I guess I was. I was looking online, and it looks like
because you were totally off online.
I was totally off. I was reading on it, and I guess some people in a forum a couple years ago, or almost like a decade ago, maybe.
It was like in 2009, I think.
Okay, well, these people in this forum, they created this guy called Slender, and I guess he. In his modern form, he kind of wears a suit and a blue or red tie. He's really lanky, anywhere from 9 to 15 feet tall.
Long arms.
He doesn't have a face.
And
he's pale white.
Some of the stuff... Well, he doesn't have... Well, yeah, and, like, you should definitely... If anyone finds that game fascinating / scary as shit, you should definitely read... Like, and go and watch some of the videos people have on YouTube, because they're creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, like, it's almost to the point where I'm like, does the Slender Man actually exist? I know it doesn't, but I'm almost, like, convinced myself.
Yeah. That's really similar to, like, the Herobrine in Minecraft, where these people made up this, this kind of, what would you say, spirit kind of a thing?
Yeah, an entity within that...
The
was
game
transferred into the game
somehow.
That
like he was never created by Mojang, but you'll see him randomly in the game. He looks like the Steve character, but has like no eyes.
It's, well, pupils.
No pupils.
That's why he's so scary.
Yeah. Anyways, it's really interesting. Really interesting stuff. You guys should check out Slender if you haven't already, because you probably live in a rock. But it's really interesting. I've only gotten. Like, I think there's 8 pages or so, and I think we only got like 3 or 4. I only played it once, though.
It, yeah, so basically it's the scariest thing ever.
So,
it's just like, I don't know, Minecraft is just such an enveloping game, just like the environment and the first person view. Like, I'm building this huge tower on our server, and it is just nerve-wracking at times, because I'm really scared of heights. I don't know why I build so many stupid towers.
You're trying to conquer your fear within the game.
Yeah, I could never do that in real life, for 2 reasons. First off, rocks are heavy, and 2, no.
I think someone, I saw a post where someone calculated, like, how much weight your character holds if you have, like, a full inventory full of, like, cobblestone.
Yeah.
It is, like, stupid, like, I don't know. It would sink a... I don't know. I need to go figure out that math.
By the way, Zach is still playing League of Legends.
Zach, how's League of Legends going right now? Are you guys still losing?
Winning. No, we're actually winning
You've
now.
You turned the tide of battle.
Well, Katarina did. She just got a quadra kill. It's 5v5.
I want to play now.
Wow. That's impressive. Wow. I don't want to play Counter-Strike Go. I think
Mech Warrior has a release date. Or an open beta release date.
Yeah,
Mech
Warrior. That supposed to be like...
Monday, the 29th, they're doing open beta.
Sweet.
So, go to the MechWarrior Online website, search it in Google. Open beta on Monday. Holy crap. There's going to be a ton of sweet stuff. I'm really excited for MechWarrior. Can't express it enough. Play MechWarrior. Check it out. I think we've talked about it enough. Probably shouldn't talk about it more. Play MechWarrior Online, the open beta on October 29th on Monday.
Because it's going to be. I'm going to play it, and everyone's going to play it.
Everyone's going to play it.
You're here first. The coolest person ever.
Okay, if you guys didn't know, I don't know if you're subscribing to us on iTunes or on an RSS feed or something like that, but we have our website, gamersofbrohan.com. That's simple, gamersofbrohan.com. Go there. I'm going to add a commenting system. Some easy ways to subscribe to the show. Check us out on Facebook too. We have a Facebook page, Gamers of Broham Podcast. So go like that page. I think the only person who likes it is me right now because we're on episode 4. Ton of cool stuff and things. I'm trying to figure out some sort of contest we can be doing soon. Some sort of contest thingy. It'll probably involve social networking and getting your name out there. Our name out there, your name out there, everyone's name out there, so we can all be friends and listen to the podcast and comment in the podcast comments. I don't really have anything else to talk about. Do you guys have anything else to talk about?
Not really. Well, I want a new mechanical keyboard.
Zach, you want a new mechanical keyboard? I really want a mechanical keyboard too. What are different with mechanical keyboards than regular keyboards?
They're clicky. They're not mushy.
They're clicky. Because I guess regular keyboards have this rubberized dome. You'll notice in your keyboard, basically any modern keyboard right now, you'll press on your keys and they're kind of rubbery to the touch. Mechanical keyboards are, they're older. They're like from when computers first started.
Yeah, the first like standalone keyboards.
Was the IBM model.
That was Apple. Apple made the first one.
I feel like you might be lying, and I feel like some hardcore people might.
I think
punch
that
us.
I what? Okay, I think that's true. I
Are
think
some
I'm
Apple
right.
haters.
No, because I think IBM had one of the first ones. Anyhow, mechanical keyboards are very cool because they're actual levers inside of your keyboard, like mechanical levers that you click down. So you get a really good tactile response. The only problem about them is they're more expensive, generally. But they do last a lot longer than regular keyboards. I've never really had a rubber dome keyboard go out of me before.
So frequently, keyboards just give out like, ah, shit.
Yeah, but some people are like, yeah, dude, my mechanical keyboard can last for like 8 years. I'm like, I don't think you're going to... I think you'll probably just switch your keyboard by then.
I just like the shiny keys, honestly.
I guess some mechanical keyboards have shiny keys.
Well, the Razer one does, the Black
Widow. The Razer Black Widow.
Ultimate Edition.
Which, to mechanical keyboard purists, is one of the lamer ones, I guess. For whatever reason, I like it because it glows and it has some really cool media features and whatnot. Tim behind us, who's not mic'd up, is yelling. Say something, Tim. Yep, he's dead. Okay, so...
I
really want a mechanical keyboard. They're really cool. Check them out. The Razer Black Widow. You can just search them up. They're very fun to type on. And once you start typing on a mechanical keyboard, it's really hard to go back to a regular one. The only other downside, too, is that they're really loud. Very loud keyboards.
Yeah, because they're mechanical. All those little levers.
Yeah, like...
be like, just a sec, I have to type high real quick.
Here, I'm going to do a test. Right now, this is my regular keyboard.
And this is a mechanical keyboard.
Yeah, so...
pretty much.
Wow, so I think we just killed everyone just now. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Check us out, gamersofbrohan.com. Yes.
And we
to our Minecraft server, facebook.com/partyrockcraft.
And we will get a Let's Play going up pretty soon. I think, I don't know what the next one will be. It'll be something cool. Something cool.
Yeah, I'm going to put our tunnel video in the blog so you guys can check it out, because I don't know if you guys have checked it out yet.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, so share us with your friends. Tweet about us. I'm going to get a Twitter account going. I'm going to figure out a contest so you guys can win some cool stuff maybe sometime.
Like... diamonds on our server.
Maybe we'll cut off Jared's hair. It's in a little baggy. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Do you guys have any advice for the listeners?
I do not feel comfortable with that, by the way, but okay.
Don't.
I want to see the new Abraham Lincoln movie.
I really do, too. Okay, we're going to end the podcast. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.
Have a
don't
good one.
Eat cans.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, okay. Zach, are you winning?
Why? My yeah, advice to someone yeah, today was don't die. And they're like, and someone else is like, that's good advice, Jared.
Yes, okay, bye.
And I was like, that is good advice.